AP News. I'm Ed Donahue at the Pentagon.
Right now, the ceasefire certainly holds, but we're going to be watching very, very closely.
Iran has said the new effort in the Strait of Hormuz does violate the ceasefire. The Parliament Speaker and Chief Negotiator signaled Iran has yet to fully respond to the U.S. attempt to reopen the waterway. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says things could change.
The President retains the opportunity and the capabilities, more capabilities than we had at the start of this, to restart major combat operations if necessary. If Iran is not willing to follow through on its side of the bargain or make a deal, then the War Department is postured, locked, loaded, and ready to go.
Shipping company Maersk says one of their vessels exited the Strait of Hormuz safely with U.S. military assistance. President Trump has renewed his criticism of Pope Leo, potentially complicating a fence-mending visit Secretary of State Marco Rubio is making this week to the Vatican. Police in Texas say a man shot five people, two are dead, at a shopping mall north of Dallas. They say it wasn't a random act of gunfire, and the victims knew the attacker, who was later arrested after a short foot chase. A game between the New York Mets and Colorado Rockies scheduled tonight in Denver was postponed because of wet weather, snow. Zach Harris is at the National Weather Service.
Every 3 to 5 years or so, we tend to get at least one or two May snow events. So it's actually, you only have to go back to 2022 to see the most recent May snowfall here for Denver and Boulder, where we saw snow on May 21st.
Up to 8 inches of snow are possible. Higher elevations in Colorado and Wyoming could get up to a foot. The National Park Service says debris from the demolition of the White House East Wing that was dumped at a nearby public golf course has tested positive for lead, chromium, and other toxic metals. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. President Trump and two top aides sent mixed messages to kids gathered in the Oval Office. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
We're thrilled to have so many young athletes here at the White House.
At an event reviving the Presidential Physical Fitness Award, the president, as he often does, brought up his 2020 election loss.
I thought I'd easily win the election, which, by the way, I did. And unfortunately, bad things happened. It was a rigged election.
Minutes later, both Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth and Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stressed the importance of competition and accepting the results.
There's winners and there's losers. That we need to infuse into our young people.
Teach people how to win and how to lose and how to process victory and defeat.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are out of the PGA Championship in Pennsylvania, as expected. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.